Hello, everyone. This is Dave Burdick, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to fix the healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Katie Caney. Caney is the founder of the Whole Person Index, which is an analytics platform that measures four components of health: clinical, social, genetics, and behavior. Caney also is CEO of Love Evolve, a company operating in the maternal health space. I interviewed Caney as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series. I talked with her about Love Evolve and how the political climate surrounding reproductive health and reproductive rights is affecting their business model. Hello, Caney.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hi. So good to see you.
Yeah, you too. You too. Thank you for making time for us today.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Love Evolve. Tell me a little bit about that. Where you're the CEO, but there's a lot of politics right now around reproductive services.
Yep.
So it just made me think of this intersection of business model and politics.
Yep.
And when you have a business model, how do you adjust or incorporate what's happening in the real world that affects basically your supply of potential clients? Tell me about that.
Well, we're apolitical, right? So, I mean, it's actually, it's a beautiful opportunity. A neurosurgeon that I worked with actually connected me to the mom and daughter team, Sunny and Presley Good, who are the founders of Love Evolve. Sunny is an artist. And so she had Love Squares, which she turned it, put on a textile and turned into a love swaddle. But the company is based about relationship health, right? So how do we love and evolve are all the same letters. How do we evolve and help people as we grow? How do you have a basis in love by which we help people evolve to be the best that they can be? So our first signature product, we've repped 61,000 babies so far in love. Our goal is to rep everybody across America. And it's a very simple concept. We at birth or sometime in the childhood journey or early in their life, you get a swaddle. You're wrapped in love. There's a QR code that goes to curated best in class resources, right? The internet is a dangerous thing if you don't know where to go and look for things.
That's true.
And then we set up what is in the last 3 or 4 months, what we call the Love Entourage. So you invite 2 to 8 people. It's a protected social media space so that postpartum, most people go to their friends and family for support. And so what we did is basically did a digital toolbox of resources to support mental health, postpartum, healthy families, and then also a social support. So within this package, you have people who are following your journey outside of the text and the internet that are just supportive of you in a very easy way. And it's been very powerful. Dads use the resources a lot, we're finding through some of our early data. And if you look at other countries, you know, again, I'm a big fan. Finland has done a baby box since the 1950s. Now, Finland and America, you know, you cannot compare, but their maternal health outcomes are some of the best in the world. And so we're trying to level the playing field. If everybody at least starts with love, access to resources and some social support, what kind of impact can we make on maternal child health, which then pays dividends over the child's lifetime?
Right. So that really kind of cuts through any of the politics.
Correct. Yep. It's and you know, there's so many maternal deserts and there's so much, you know, talk about access. Digital does not solve everything, but it's nice to have a lifeline and it's nice to have a visual reminder that you are not alone. And so it's been a joy to work with that company. And so we, we're very committed to leveling the playing field for maternal health across the country.
Now, that's interesting because with our first, we had to leave the hospital within 24 hours. That's when the coverage stopped, right? And so we went home not knowing a whole lot what to do, but we figured it all out. Number two, state of Illinois mandates minimum 48-hour coverage or stay. Baby number two comes, and after 24 hours, we're ready to go home. They're like, no, you get to stay an extra day. So we were just ordering food from restaurants. So it was like, you know, we should have had the 48 hours the first time around. We didn't need them the second time around and somebody's paying. So yeah, it was really, really interesting to learn all that.
Again, insurance does drive a lot, but there are simple things we can do to create systems to help, again, level the playing field.
Yeah.
And then you've got the complex stuff that does make people nervous, but we have to measure health differently.
Right.
And so in, you know, my career now, trying to do both, how can we make an impact right now with this love sweat and help people immediately, the moment,
right,
journey, but how do we start measuring in a way then that we change the way we fund the system for better health?
Okay, this has been great. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
All right. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to learn more about how Katie Caney thinks, please read our Q&A with her on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Burda for Foresight Health.